to learn. And after Amram throws that, you know, by the way, you should know, by the way, you should know that Torah leads to action. What does the Rambam want? That's the answer. That's the shot. That, and that's the Hemshech and the Rambam. Now, very quickly, if you look at number 14 in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, interestingly enough, he had a different take on the Rambam. If you look at number 14 in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he quotes the Rambam, the Gemara Kedushin. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, presumably in the Rambam, when does the son have a chiyuv to start teaching himself? When? Kishe Yagdil. When he grows up. Now, the Rambam never said that word. The Rambam does not say that word. Maybe he had a different manuscript. I don't know. But for somehow, some way, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav learns the Rambam like the other Rishonim. That it's not about being smart. It's about being bar mitzvah. Okay. That's the chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. But if you take a look at another Rambam, number 15, Zok the Rambam, Kol ish mi Yisrael chai b'talmud Torah. Every Jew has to learn Torah. Bein oni, bein osher, whether he's poor, whether he's wealthy. Bein sholem begufa, bein bal yisroel, whether he's fully intact or he's suffering. Bein bocher, bein shayizok in golo, young or old. Shetoshesh koich, he's very weak. Lafilo yoni, I'm aspiring to not stuck, even if he's very poor and he gets charity. Umachzal, obsachim, he's going on collecting every single day. Afilu, bal yishu, bon, we've got a lot of wife and a lot of kids. Chayiv, likvoya, laizmam, the Talmud Torah, v'yomu b'layla. He has to learn Torah day and night. How do I know it? Shenemar, v'higisa, b'yomu b'layla. Now again, we mentioned this last week. That pasuk is not found in Chumash. That pasuk is found in the Navi. But the kasha on the Rambam is: didn't the Rambam just tell me that the reason why you have to learn Torah is from the pasuk of Lematem Oisim Shmartem? Why does the Rambam bring it from the pasuk of the Gisva Yom Balayla? Again, where is the mitzvah to learn Torah? Forget a kid, an adult. Why do I have to learn Torah today? So you could say it's one of two sources: either it's from this pasuk that every Jew has to learn in order to know what to do. Or it's from the pasuk of Higisa Bayam Valayla. Which one is it? Very good. So the answer is there's two dinim in Talmud Torah. That's what it is. The answer is there's two parts to Talmud Torah. There's learning to know how to do, and there's learning just for the sake of learning Torah. So that mitzvah of just learning Torah, that has endless time. The Higisa Bayam Valayla, day and night, you have to be learning. What you learn, it's up to you. You want to learn Kachim, you want to learn Menachim, you want to learn Zvachim, that's fine. Then there's another din that every Jew has to learn to know how to do mitzvahs. You have to learn Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Kashrus and Hilchos Chayshe Mishpat, whatever it is. But that's not dependent upon what time and when. The what time and when is a second din. Every Jew has to learn Torah at day, and every Jew, what you have to learn, no one cares. But you got to learn Torah Yom V'Layla. Then there's another din that every Jew has to be familiar with halacha.
Would that make a difference that the first one is Deraisa and the second one is Derabbanan? V'Gisa Bo Yom V'Layla, because it's from a pasuk.
Pashtus would only be Derabbanan. Would be Pashtus.
Whereas the other one to learn.
Yeah. One would assume. The other one's from a pasuk in the Torah. Right. So Zokter B'Yakim, beautiful. B'Yakim says this in such a beautiful way. Number 16, says B'Yakim Kamenetsky. Nimsa Mizeh. Says Rabbi Yaakov, it comes out from our Rambam that there's two separate independent mitzvahs when it comes to Talmud Torah. What's the first thing? You have to know a lot of things. You have to know Torah. That's one element. What element is we all have to study Torah so we should know what to do. We learn Hilchos Brachos, we learn Hilchos Shabbos, we learn how to be a good Jew.
Maybe the essence of the mitzvah of the father to teach the
child. Very good. And Moshe Feinstein is going to say that explicitly, number 18. Very good. Very good point. Says Rabbi Yankiv, that's one din. Now, obviously, if this is the purpose, then teaching your son, you know, all the Reb Chaims and all the Reb Shimons and all the Brisker Ravs and Shas is not going to help him know how to shake a lulav or keep Shabbos, right? You got to teach him, you know, go old fashioned, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, whatever it is, whatever he needs to know. That's one din. Now, we do have to talk a little bit about if this is true. Why don't women have this mitzvah? Right? Women have mitzvahs, right? So they should at least have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn that they have to know. So if you remember, we had this discussion a while back. We had to share about this. I think before Shavuos, a couple of years ago, we talked about it. But this is something to think about. But Zogti Bianchi, what's the next idea? And he writes, Halochos halolu muvo eres b'rama perak al Talmud Torah ad seif halocha zayin. And says Rabbi Yaakov, if you look up in the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, you can almost see that there's a point of distinction. The first seven halachas in the beginning of the parak talk one type of terminology, and the next halachas seem like they're going a different direction. Then the Rambam decides to switch gears and talks about the other type of Talmud Torah. Then there's another mitzvah, to spend your days studying Torah. To have, I mean, I would have thought the kivin dekvar omer es ha-teirav. You do a echel kaimes ha-mitzvahs. Im kei miyata yiftem alimud. Says Rabbi Yaakov, I would have thought, let's say a guy masters. He masters hilchos Shabbos and hilchos brachos. He knows everything. So again, I'm done. I'm exempt. I could spend my whole day doing nothing. And that comes along the Ram. The Ram says, no, no, no. There's two dinim over here. There's one way is a person should study Torah every day, every night, the mitzvah of learning. Then there's another thing. You're supposed to know how to do mitzvahs. So even if you're such a super genius that you already know how to do all the mitzvahs, you still have a mitzvah to learn Torah. That's the second element. The MK, so he says, and that's the second Rambam that we had. So that's the Hemshech of the Rambam. The first halacha was halacha gimel. That was the first concept. The person has to learn Torah so he should know what to do. And maybe you'll tell me I mastered all the halachas already, so I have free time. No. There's another element of Torah. How to occupy your day. A Jew should spend his day learning Torah. What he should learn? Then you can learn whatever you want. If you talk a master all the halachas and you know all of Hilchas Shabbos and Kashrus and Brachas and everything, then you can spend the rest of the time learning anything just to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yigisa
b'yom v'layel. Are you allowed to learn other things?
Very good. Exactly. So if a guy learns Hilchas Shabbos, he really gets both. He's learning Torah plus he's being mekayim. The guy learns other things, you know, let's say we'll call it the yeshiva shemesechdas and the cycles of yeshivas that are very nice and dandy, but, you know, yivamas, ksubas, and darim, whatever, and not really all that. What? Right. Again, anything that's not basic halakha, ma'isa, shulchan, aruch, mishnah berurah, you can ask yourself, is this a kiyum of the second? The answer is, it might not be. Okay, might not be.
Go look, according to Rav Moshe, the whole reason you learn about Nezikin is to be a good Jew. Is to tell you how not to cheat others in business.
I think that's only for the kid. I don't think that once you get to at least that's what the story says. Says Reb Yaakov Gishma. Says Reb Yaakov, now we can understand our first Rambam that we started off. Right? Number 13, we quoted the Rambam, we were bothered. What's the end of the Rambam? The Rambam gave us a little like Musa speech. Oh, that actions and learning leads to actions, and actions don't lead to learning. What was that all about? Says Reb Yaakov, now it's beautiful. We'll skip a bunch of lines where he says, The Rambam is giving us a big yisoid that Talmud Torah is unlike any other mitzvah. The only mitzvah in the book where a katan will have a chiyah before he comes by mitzvah is Torah. Why? Because the moment the kid turns 13, he's going to have to know how to do all the mitzvahs. What are you going to start telling him? Now tough teaching him. It's too late. He's got to put on tefillin now. He doesn't know how to wear tefillin. And that was the end of the Rambam. That's what the Rambam was telling us. That what? The kavonas Rambam levar lono deloy tema the din zeh mitzvah. The Rambam was saying, don't think for a second that when you learn Hilcha Shabbos, that's not actual mitzvah. That's just a hechsher mitzvah to know how to put on sisters. No, that is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn how to keep the mitzvahs. And that mitzvah will be even for children under 13, because how else is a kid supposed to know how to keep the mitzvahs unless he learns? So the Rambam was giving us the answer to our question of where do we find the mitzvah that starts before by mitzvah? The answer is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has an element of it, of knowing how to keep the Torah, and therefore even before by mitzvah, the kid will have such a mitzvah. Very gishmak. Well, what?
Patton is not going to say a bracha, though.
Aschinach, he can make a bracha. Yeah. Like he does for all the mitzvahs he does before by mitzvah. It's not filmable. He makes a bracha.
This seems to be a din
d'oraisa. Right. It comes out, right. So come to Chayis that he might be able to make the bracha on the d'oraisa level according to the Shtukal Torah, right? It's an interesting chiddush.
What's the difference whether he makes the bracha?
No, he's going to make the bracha because he's just arguing. Chaim is arguing that he might really be mechuyav on the d'oraisa level and the bracha is on the d'oraisa level. Okay. Uh-huh. The problem is bracha is always the rabbanan anyways, except for Bechas HaTorah, which we spoke about in the past, if it's the d'oraisa. Now, if you take a look over in number 17, in the Sefer Shmuel's Kiddushin, he makes a very nice deal. What's Rashi Shita in all this? We know the Rambam Shita. We know the Meiri and we know the Sefer HaChinuch. What is Rashi hold? Meaning, when would the son have a chiyuv to teach himself Torah if his father is not involved? Would it start at 13 or would it start even before 13? So he makes a very nice deal over number 17. He points out, V'nei Rashi k'tsas mochach t'svile dehechad l'agm ravua mechayiv iul migmei nafshe af kishu kop. He wants to put Rashi in the camp of the Rambam. Even Rashi would hold that before the boy actually turns 13, the father would still be the son would have to teach himself Torah. What's his diak? It's a very nice diak. He says, go back to the two previous sugyas that we had. What were the two previous sugyas that we had? We had a sugya on Mila and a sugya on Pidyon HaBen. Both of those Gemaras, the Gemara said that if the kid doesn't do it himself, if the father doesn't do it, the kid has to do it himself. And he points out Rashi in both those places writes the following. There Rashi says that if the father did not give his son a bris milah, then the son would have to give himself a bris milah. At what age? And he becomes a gadol. And by pidyon aben, Rashi says, the havamina was shabbas tifter atzmai avshe in avia chayv of toisei who rakishit tigdo. The Gemara had a havamina that the girl would have to be paid herself if her father didn't, and there Rashi says when she becomes a gedayla. If the ilu b'talmud Torah lay pirish Rashi shachiv nugan avshe rakishit yagdo. Rashi says nothing when it comes to Talmud Torah. So we have two places where Rashi makes it very clear that the child's chiv only starts begadlus. And then when it comes to Talmud Torah, all of a sudden Rashi's quiet. So what could you say? Rashi figured you got the point already. I told it to you twice already. How you know? One time, you're not so quick. The second time, you figure it out already. So he says the deek is the opposite. The fact that Rashi says nothing by Talmud Torah is because Rashi thinks by Talmud Torah, it's not different. Talmud Torah, it starts even when the kid's a child. Why? Like the Rambam.
His own or the father?
No, the son's chiyuv would start. Correct. If the father's not doing it, like the Rambam.
So the lack of Rashi saying.
Right. His deek is from the lack that Rashi had to say the third time. No, listen, you know, how many more times Rashi going to give us the point? But okay, you can debate what you can take.
Big credit, you should say.
Right. Okay. But Marshall, to say that the kid would have to do bris milah to himself before he's 13, but that could be a chiddush. So Rashi's telling you, no, it's not true. Pidyon aben, we talked about, it's not even so posh that the cut can even do pidyon aben because you have kinyanim problems.
Right.
So that's why Rashi spoke it out. Like, goodbye, okay. I'm not sure which way to go, but the diak is a fear diak that Rashi twice told us gadol, and here he says nothing. So he thinks it's a ride that Rashi holds like the Rambam. You could make a diak. No, Rashi said, I got the point across already. I don't have to say it a third time.
But okay. Again, according to Rashi, we don't know exactly.
But we can't say for sure what Rashi would hold when it comes to the Talmud. But we do have
So at what age? It's just, he has to be
the Pashtus would be.
Is it at 12 or is it 6?
No. It would be the Kishiyake, like the other Rishonim.
Which we don't know what that means.
I mean, depending on the kids, every kid's different. Depends how smart the kid is. Now let's take a look at the Dibros Moshe. Moshe finds it. It's a shame. And most people don't learn Dibros Moshe because they're massively long and extremely complicated. The truth is, you could cheat a little bit. You could cheat a little bit and do the Anofim a little bit. There are ways to get around it, but it's a shame because you know, we all know Rav Moshe by his Igris, Avada, his letters, but his Dibros were his Shikwal, and they're unbelievable. They're very very lumdish and very deep. So Rav Moshe writes like this in number 18. And that's the Chiddush. That would be the Chiddush. The way we were saying it is that this is the only mitzvah that the Torah has, the Torah's matl on a katan, because he has to know how to do the mitzvahs. And if he won't know how to do the mitzvahs, he has to start young. It's a Chiddush. It's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. The way we're learning it, it's the mitzvah Talmud Torah, which has a din of it about how to do mitzvahs.
What's Mishayaki?
That depends on the kid. Depends on each kid. Some kids are quicker, some kids
that's
are
not. Raisa,
according to this, when you miss the Raisa, so from a pasuk, we learn it from a pasuk. Come out, it's a big chiddush. It could be in a smart.
No,
probably when he knows. Probably when he knows how to learn. Right. No one's going to tell him, right? And no one tells the kid anything, right? You'll keep him in the dark. The assumption is someone's going to tell him, and then he says, "Okay, I'm going to figure it out." Dr. Moshe Feinstein, the Gavaldic Columbus. Says Ramesh, and this Ramesh I want to use again today, hopefully in Shiz. Dr. Ramesh, in the Dibros Moshe, he writes like this. The Hamitzvah, number 18, left corner. The Hamitzvah Shala'av, who b'shvil tzarchi ha-ben, the Olav Mutal Lira Shibna Yuchal Eskayim v'oilam. Says Ramesh, what is the father's mitzvah to teach his son Torah? It's not to make his son a lamdin that he can one day become a big Rosh Hashiva and say a big shir. That's not the point. It's that the son can live in this world. What does it mean, live in this world, Dr. Ramesh? Shayich shal chas v'shal m'shum chet. He won't do an Aveira. He won't be Mechal Shabbos. He won't eat not kosher. He won't do things that are not allowed. The Yuchal Kai mitzvahs atarish yitzarech b'choyv, and he can live, do the mitzvahs that he needs to live. That's what Moshe learns. The whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah d'Benoi is not you have a mitzvah to make your son a big lamb. No, you don't have to make your son a lamb. Make your son a good Jew. He has to know how to witzfillin. He has to know how to keep Shabbos. He has to know how to make brachas. Says Moshe, I'll prove it to you. It's a beautiful dig from Moshe. The Hodinokale b'braisa b'chod amachdim achiv lumnoi umnes ulasi isha. Says Ramesh, you go back to our old Bryce, Daf Chav Tasam and Al. The Bryce told me a bunch of things the father has to do. What was them? Pinyon Aben, Bris Mila, teach him Torah, marry him off, and teach him a trade. And swimming, according to some opinions. So says Ramesh, it's interesting. All those other things, those are all Shehem Latzarech Chayiv. Right? You need to get married. That's a necessity for living in the world. A job, maybe even swimming. Right? These are all life needs. So where does Talmud Torah fit in? Says Ramesh, because that's what Talmud Torah is. Talmud Torah is a Jew, if a father needs to make sure his son is set up to survive in this world. שבכלל זה גם שיודע המצוות איך לסנאג בחיוב, שלא יחושו בחטא, לא יבסרום ולא יבחסרן כי במצוות. Oh, so now we have a problem on our hands, because if that would be true, so what would the father have to teach his son? All of Dalal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't. All he has to teach him is Mikra. Chamisha Chamisha Torah. Now let's be honest, if you go through all Chamisha Chamisha Torah, how better would you know how to do mitzvahs? Yeah. Very little, garnished. What would you know? You know that Yom Tov is these days, and you know that. Yeah, exactly. You put your tefillin over here, and you'd be all confused. So Ramosha warns that. Ramosha says, Shelozeh Sagi Kishiyamadu Ad Shiyad Ikre HaMitzvahs. Again, he'll know mitzvahs, because the Chumash says mitzvahs. The Yavin Lishol Kishiyat Starach Lasis Ezidah V'mechachamim Hayadum Lohiros. He'll be knowledgeable enough to know what to ask. That's always the idea. We always tell, you know, Talmidim, you come out of yeshiva, you know already what to ask, what not to ask, what's a shayla, what's not a shayla. Here also, you'll be mechanichi kid enough that he'll know that there's more here that I need to look into, but he has at least a ballpark idea. The gam kidei sheyuchal lekayim mitzvahs alima ba'alma, shezeh sagi kishiyum medu mikro. So Ramosh is saying a gavaldik yisoy, that the mitzvah to teach your son Torah is a different type of mitzvah. It's not about teaching him Torah, so he should know. You say so he should be a good Jew. That's the whole makeup of the mitzvah.
So is that Talmud Torah Lishma?
Exactly, it's 100%. It's similar to what Rabbi Yaakov was saying. Rabbi Yaakov was saying there's two dinim. There's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah for the sake of Torah, and there's the Talmud Torah to know how to do mitzvahs. Rabbi Moshe is saying there's one din. That the ganze mitzvah of the father on his son is to teach him, nor just to know how to do mitzvahs.
But one of those mitzvahs
is also learning Torah Lishma. Okay, so I have to teach him that as well, but. Oh, we're going to get to that today a little bit. That's today's issue. Okay, this is all last week. Now let's talk today. Correct. Right. No, this is while he's a cut. Now we'll talk more about when the father obligations falls off. The Gemara is going to tell us that. We'll get to that on Daf Lamed next Amud.
So you're saying, according to that, that learning Gemara?
Hashtag's not. Yeah. It's a good question. We'll get to it. We'll see when you can stop paying tuition for your kids. Okay. Maybe too late for anyone here, but we'll get to that. Hopefully,
don't worry. The grand.
Yeah, we'll get to that also. Yeah. So, basically, let's get to something interesting today. We'll start off with over here with the Sifri. I don't know how many times we quote Sifris in the Sunday morning shiur, but you'll see why this is an interesting Sifri. State in the Sifri, if you remember in our Gemara, we had the Pasuk, "V'limadetem oisim es b'neichem." We learned from that Pasuk that you have a chiv to teach us on Torah. Very simple drasha, very nice. "Matam oisim es b'neichem." Says the Sifri, "Mahu b'neichem, elo b'neichem, v'lo b'neisechem, divri b'yesi ben Akiva." So we saw that in the Gemara, that you have no chiv to teach your daughter's Torah. Says the Sifri, "Mikan omruf," from here we say, "Kishatinik maschel ledaber." When the kid is old enough to start talking, "Aviv medaber imay b'loshan hakodesh." Whoa. Big pitch for Hebrew-speaking families. Rashi, we'll get to Rashi and Chumash, right? Very good. So the Sifri writes, and when the kid's old enough to start talking, the father starts to talk to him in Hebrew. I shouldn't say Hebrew. B'loshan HaKadosh, be more correct. U'melambi Torah. And then he starts to teach him Torah. Now, if you remember, our Gemara didn't say a word about teaching your kid B'loshan HaKadosh. You could teach your kid Spanish, whatever language he understands the Torah in. Here, there's an emphasis in the Sifri of teaching your children B'loshan HaKadosh, right? We know many schools are very makbid to teach in Hebrew. They teach Ivrit, right? So, Shalos, this might be from the Sifri.
Or if you left.
We'll see if there's any makar for it.
Which are just
mitzvahs. This means you have to teach your child the language, and then you teach him Torah.
You know the original language.
Oh, that's what we're going to get to. Obviously, that's the connection. That's what we're going to get to. Says the Sifri, then ain't a medam even b'loshan hakodesh, and if you don't speak with him in Hebrew, ve'ain a milam the Torah, you don't teach his son Torah, ro'u lo'i ki'ilu kovrit. We consider as if you buried him. Why? This child will not have a long life. Why? Says in the Kriya Shema, you should teach your son to speak in it. So the Gemara makes a drush. If you teach your son Torah, then the child will merit to have a long life. And if not, then it'll be the reverse. Your life will be cut short. We know the Torah is always, you can always figure out what the Torah meant. If the Torah promises you long life for doing this, the implication is if you don't do this, you get chas v'shalom, the opposite.
What's the source for saying it has to be Russian?
Oh, we don't know yet. We didn't see yet. We don't know yet. Oh, we'll get to all this. We'll get to all this stuff. It's going to be very exciting. Yeah.
So one thing that I guess that we all know of.
Below B'nai
Seichem. Why don't we say B'nai Seichem and not B'nai Seichem? And we have B'nai Yisrael, we always said include both.
So we're going to get to that. We're going to see where the Gemara learns that you have to teach someone else's kid Torah. We'll get to that.
Even more so than I do.
Even more so than you do, yeah, 100%. So let's see. So this is a sifri. So you'll tell me shkayach sifris. There's 1,000 sifris in the world. But Rashi and Chumash brings it down. Now we'll see if that matters anyways, but okay. For now, we'll consider that to matter. Rashi and Chumash brings it down. Look in Rashi, Parashas Ekev on that pasuk. Now look where Rashi brings it down. Rashi brings down the Divrei Maschil with Daber Bom. Okay, what was the pasuk? V'limadetem oysim es b'neichem, the Daber Bom. So on the pasuk, on the words l'daber bom, says Rashi, b'shosha ben yodei l'daber, when the kid is old enough to talk, let him do Torah, teach him Torah. Torah tzivlanu Moshe, she is el limudo diburai. Mikaramu, from here we see, kishatenek maskal daber, ovid meisiach imoy, the father should talk to him. Look at the Lashon of the Rashi. Discuss, you should talk in Lashon HaKadosh. Umalam the Torah, then you should teach him Torah, v'm lo yosakein, harei ki'ilu koivin, Rashi quotes the Sifri, mamish, it sounds like if Rashi and Chumash says it, that's gotta be halacha. Right? Why is it that no one does this? It's against what happened to this halacha. They're supposed to teach your son Lashon HaKadosh. Now, obviously, it would make a lot of sense if a little kid speaks Hebrew, he'll have a much easier time with Chumash, right? Right? I always make, the Israelis have it so much easier than us, right? They actually understand what they're saying in the davening. For the rest of us, it's Chinese, right? They get a head step of, their head game ahead of us. But that's the Sifri and Rashi quotes. Okay. The problem is, our Gemara did not quote it. Our Gemara told us that a father has a chiv to teach his son Torah, and our Gemara did not say a word by teaching him Lashon HaKadosh. So the obvious implication of that would be is from the lack of saying something, we can be medayik that he doesn't hold of it. So we have machlokes between the Bavli and the Sifri. Then you have the Tesefta. There's a Tesefta, Meseches Chagiga, number 3, says the Tesefta, Yadua ledaber, if the kid knows how to talk, Oviv melamdo shma. The father teaches him shma. V'toyro, v'loshen HaKadosh. So now we have a third version. Our Gemara said you have to teach your son Torah. The Sifri said you have to teach your son Torah and Hebrew. And now we have a Tesefta that said you have to teach your son Shema, Torah, and Lashon HaKadosh. So we have three different opinions floating around over here. And what exactly is the father's obligation to his son?
Is Torah or Torah Tzivon?
Oh, that's what we have to say. What does Torah mean? What exactly do you have to teach him? So if you take a look over in the Chazon Yecheskel, I love to quote Chazon Yecheskel whenever we have a chance. Chazon Yecheskel is written by Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. But the godless was, he wrote this when he was in Siberia for 5 years. He wrote a commentary on Tosefta in Siberia. We don't even learn Tosefta when we're relaxing in a nice, comfortable house. He wrote a commentary on Tosefta, right? And the Chiddush was, Reb Chatzkel Abramsky was a very unhealthy person by nature. So when they sent him to Russia, he made a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzin Mupachim, cold and heat are up to us. But I'm in Siberia. I can't control the temperature here. They're not going to give me a nice warm coat. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm throwing it back to you. Chatzkel Abramsky said by himself, those 5 years in Siberia, he never got sick. And he was naturally a sick person. He got colds all the time. But for those 5 years he was in Siberia, he never got sick. It's interesting. He was very close with Reb Moshe. They both lived in Russia. So when Reb Moshe tried to get out of Russia in the early 1930s, they let him out. When Chatzkel Abramsky tried to get out, they threw him into Siberia for 5 years. Go figure. I don't know. The way the mazel worked. But they both tried to get out. They were both the few last Rabbanim left in that part of Russia that were trying to live. The other one was Reb Chaim Berlin, the Nitziv's son. We know about it because it's a big yeshiva in Brooklyn today, Chaim Berlin. But that was the Nitziv's son. He was also a Rav in Russia, one of the last holdouts until he also ultimately left also. He stayed in Mamash all the way to the end.
Son or brother?
No, the son of the Nitziv.
From Bar Ilan.
That's his brother. Chaim was the son of the Nitziv. Two different mothers. Yeah, that's right. We'll get to the other part of the family, Tarek Tamimo. We'll complete the whole Nitziv family today, hopefully. Yeah, we'll get my uncle, my brother-in-law, the Nitziv. Right. Okay. So Zoktiv says Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, and also we're going to get to the halachish in a few weeks. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky was matter gelatin. Just because I don't know that. We'll get to that. We're going to have that series in a few weeks. Hopefully we'll get to gelatin and halacha. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky was famous. He wrote a letter where he was matter as well. Not widely accepted, but he was a god. So he writes like this. Says Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, what does the Tisef mean when it says V'loshen HaKadosh? He says, what's Lashon HaKadosh all about? Kidei sheyovin achakachas ha-teiru. If you teach a kid Hebrew first, and then you give him a chumash, he'll be able to know what to do with it. Makes sense. Once he knows the Hebrew, he knows the words, he'll be able to learn Torah. Now, it won't help him learn Gemara. It won't help him, help him learn maybe Mishnah. But it'll definitely help him learn Gemara. Chumash.
Lashon
HaKadosh
is part of the mitzvah. It's just
practical.
Very
good. That's what we have to get to.
Looks like
he's in practical. That's what we have to figure out. Go on. Good.
But Rashi,
very good. And after me, right. So that's what we have to get to today. That's what we're going to try to break our heads over to figure out. Is it actually a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, or just a practical advice that if you want a kid to have success,
Supreme Rashi seems to think
it's... So that's what we're going to see.
Plus also, you got to teach it in the language that you teach it to in America.
That's right. So we have to see what happens over history where kids don't longer speak. Right. Again, Ben
Gvir. Well, that's why the Rav, Sherman Yiddish, yeah. And switched to English.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And Ravash Ariely just switched to Yiddish from Yiddish.
Now. I switched to Yiddish, really?
First time in all the years, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
In the Ramban.
Yes. Yes. He says over here, Kedisi b'sifri, Parshas Ekev, u'b'Yushalmi Sukkah, melamdoi loshen Torah. Says the Chazon Yecheskel, if you look in Yushalmi in Sukkah, it says, melamdoi, you should teach him loshen Torah. Here, makes an interesting observation. Why is Hebrew what we call today not modern Hebrew? Real Hebrew is called Lashon Kodesh. What does that mean, Lashon Kodesh? He says Neshul Lashon Torah, because Lashon Kodesh allows you to learn the Torah, and therefore it's the Lashon of the Torah. Therefore, says Chatzal Abramsky, there's a kedusha intrinsic to Lashon HaKodesh. I'm not talking about modern Hebrew. Right, modern Hebrew is a whole different discussion. But what we call Lashon HaKodesh is Mamish. What he says is the Lashon that will enable you to learn Torah. Taka has Kedusha. Fine, that's the Tosef. Now let's go to a Gemara in Sukkah. Interesting Gemara in Sukkah. Daf Membeis says the Gemara. Tanu Rabban, Katan Hayodei L'Naneya Chayiv Luluf. The Katan knows that a Sheik Luluf, he's Mechayiv Luluf. Now what does it mean? Katan's Chayiv Luluf. I thought Katan is not Chayiv Mitzvah. So the answer is Chinuch. Rashi writes over there. It's Aschen. The satif, if he knows how to wrap himself in a talus, chayv. It says this lishmar tefillin, if he knows how to guard the tefillin, aviv lokach lo tefillin. Yodeya ledaber, if he knows how to talk, aviv loimdoi Torah. The father teaches him Torah, the kriyashma. What?
Talk,
doesn't say anything about Lashon Kodesh, right? Just says talk, whatever language you speak in the house. Sounds from the Gemara that if the kid knows how to talk, the father has a mitzvah to teach him Torah, the kriyashma. Teach him kriyashma. Okay, so the Gemara says Torah Mahi wasn't Torah Amar Rabbi Muna Torah Tziva Lon Moshe Merosha Kiras Yankiv Kriyashma Mahi Pasuk Rishon. He teaches him the first pasuk of Kriyashma. So first of all, how does this Gemara work with our Gemara? Our Gemara told us that the father Zachiv teaches on Torah. Now our Gemara, we had a machlokes with Rishonim about what age does Zachiv start? Right, I'm sorry. Our Gemara told us that the father Zachiv teaches on Torah. Now we have this Gemara. This Gemara means Chinuch. Oh, very good. It is. Wouldn't you learn it as an independent mitzvah of Kriyashma? That's right.
It's,
so
it's the yisod of everything. Oh, right?
Very good.
Learning the other.
Oh, very good. Mechavet Rabbi Salvation. So let's see. So if you take this Gemara the way it is, if you just glance on the other side of the page, you'll see we have a very interesting mix of kedolim on this page today. We have Rabbi Salvation, then we have
the
Samarev on this page. Yeah. I don't know how many people make Marmakayim sheets with those two different groups of people. Not that they argued per se. Yeah. On the Hashkim, it would be a bigger chiddush if I put some Rebbe and Rav Moshe on it. Two times before.
Rebbe, you've gone to some Rebbe and Rav Shlomo Gorin. So
we've done that also. This is easy. Okay. We've done that before. And we have Rav Moshe on here also. We have Rav Moshe on the other page. We had a Dibbus Moshe. Look at that. We're bringing Klai Yisrael together. Okay. So Rabbi Salvation is bothered with the Gevaldik Akash. And this is very important to us. First, Rabbi Salvation, the following. If you learn the Gemara Kibshutta, so observation number one is the Gemara never says anything about teaching the kid Hebrew. Now, it doesn't say Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara says a father has to teach his son Kriyashma. Mahi Kriyashma Pasuk Rishon. So Rabbi Salvation is bothered with a fundamental question. We know that the mitzvah of Chinuch is to teach your son how to do the mitzvah in its full version. Not to teach him a half-baked job, to teach him how to do the full mitzvah. So ask Rabbi Salvation, what are you going to teach your son to say the first Pasuk of Kriyashma? That's not a Kima mitzvah. What are you teaching him? It's like teaching your son to do half of a mitzvah. Well, why bother? What's the element of chinuch if it's not a full mitzvah?
The ball is on Malchus Shemayim.
No.
That's the first. That's Shema.
Yeah, but are you mekayim the mitzvah the rights of Kriyat Shema by just saying the first pasuk?
No, but you mekayim kabbalah is on Malchus Shemayim by saying Shema.
What mitzvah is that? Is that a mitzvah? I have no idea. So let's see. Let's look at number six. There's Rabbi Salvation. He has a kasha.
That's correct.
It's true. Again, but does that have to be by reciting the pasuk? That could be by. Okay, so let's see what he says. Yeah, David.
No, I'm saying you don't do sure the same smile. You don't say like a pasuk.
Right, but again, but that's because we don't want to look like you're not being mekabel malchus shemayim, like Chaim pointed out. But the question is that one of the mitzvah derais that our father has a chinuch on is to be mekabel to teach the kid mekabel malchus shemayim.
It's pretty good to me.
Yeah. So let's see.
If it's a muna, even the paiskim that. Don't say that it's a mitzvah, but they say you have to do it anyway because you can't have all the mitzvahs unless you have
100%. That's what we're going to see. So he says, "V'kosh." Effect by salvation, dollar roiv rishonim, and yoytzim in mitzvahs kriyashma men atayr bepasuk kriyashma bad. According to most rishonim, you're not yoytzim kriyashma with just the first pasuk. The imkain, ma'ase mitzvahs akot and akayres a pasuk kriyashma ain't a mitzvah shleima. So you teach your son, say the first pasuk kriyashma. Beautiful. So what? What is it worth? The ilama yesh, but the nechinuch. Why is the mitzvah of them? Says Rabbi Salvechik, a gewaldig yisoy. The nira she ain't zemishum mitzvah chinuch. He says that's not pshat in the Gemara. You know why the father has to teach his son creation? It's not because of the mitzvah of chinuch. El mishum mitzvahs talmud Torah deiraisa. It's part and parcel of the father's mitzvah deiraisa to teach his son Torah. Not only do I have to teach my son Torah, I have to teach him how to say the first pasuk of creation. Why? So he explains. He says gam hayramba mefarash esugya kain chari mevi kriyas hapasuk mishum to kriyashma loy kichoyves mitzvahs kriyashma elo kichoyves talmud Torah. Rabbi Salvechik has a great deal. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Alef Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that the father has to teach his son Torah and the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. One second. If the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is because of Kriya Shema, it should be in Hilchos Kriya Shema. Why didn't Hilchos Talmud Torah? Hilchos Talmud Torah are the things I have to teach Torah-based. If Kriya Shema, the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is a Shema-based mitzvah, why would the Rambam bring it down Hilchos Talmud Torah? It must be, says Rabbi Salvechik, ain't Kriya Shema pasuk Kriya Shema speak al lechayves chenach mitzvah Kriya Shema. Ki aide kriyas posigrishon shal kriyashma loytis kaima mitzvah shal kriyashma b'shleimus. Ein echarami. That's not the father's mitzvah. When the father teaches the son Shema Yisrael, he's not teaching him how to do the mitzvah Shema. First of all, because that's not how the mitzvah is done. Secondly, why would the Rambam bring it down in Hilchot Talmud Torah? The Rambam should have brought it down in Hilchot Kriyashma. So what is it? He says, what the Rambam is, so that's the Rambam called Gimel Parshis Menat Torah, because first of all, the Rambam, the Shitase holds, we need all three Parshis. Rabbi Salvechik proved in this Gemara and Sukkah earlier that in order to really do chinuch, you got to teach the kid the full mitzvah. So what is it? Why? Says Rabbi Salvechik, you can't talk about learning Torah unless you know Hashem Echad. That's Alves. Once you know that, then you can start teaching your son Torah. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Salvechik, this Gemara is not talking about the mitzvah derabbanan of the father of chinuch. It's talking about the mitzvah deraisa of malam de Torah. That the father has a chiyuv to teach his son Torah, and included in that is the first pasuk of Kriyas
Shema.
That's right. It's all a chelek in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Would it make a difference according to him? Maybe is it a hefsher mitzvah of Talmud
Torah? No. That's what he's saying. He's saying, like Rabbi Yaakov told us, it's not a hefsher. It is gufa part of the mitzvah.
No, but the part of Kriya Shema, and I was saying that should maybe only be a hefsher mitzvah, not the actual mitzvah.
No, he didn't.
Because you need that in order to learn Torah.
Right, but same way Rabbi Yaakov said that when you learn Torah to know how to do mitzvahs, that's also not a hefsher mitzvah. That's the mitzvah itself.
But you said, and
that is
the mitzvah. Right.
Right.
No, so the and just means you have to make sure you teach him this element. And you have to teach him this element, even though the reason for this is an offshoot of the previous dip.
Should have said Shema
first in the Rambam. How's the Rambam?
Whole point is that
it's the Gemara.
Premise of everything else.
But the Gemara says Torah first. Torah then Kriya Shema. Maybe should say Kriya Shema first. Okay, I hear. The truth is, in the shtickle of the Samar Rebbe and the Yal Moshe, he tracked muchas a lot with the orders of these things. Why did it say this first and then that first? Maybe you may have to take a look at Bavarn's that. So in the Rambam, in the Gemara, it says Taka, it says Torah then Kriya Shema. Okay. Let's take a look in the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan. Nebuch died a very difficult death. He was much older already by the time the Nazis came.
Epstein,
right? So Torah Tamima was rounded up by the Nazis. He was already much older. They put him in like I guess today we'd call it a nursing home. And all people that really couldn't move and were not very mobile, and they just burned the whole building down to the ground. I was just torched the whole building. So Nebuchadnezzar was killed by the Nazis. The Torah Tamima never really had an official rabbinic position. He was officially always in business. He traveled. He was in America for a little bit. He worked it. He got around a little bit. But he was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan. He wrote a very famous sefer that everyone knows, the Torah Tamima. A lot of controversial things he said that are very debatable. We spoke about some of them. This week, we'll see another one. But he was definitely a big Talmud Chacham, a big goy.
His
brother-in-law was the Netziv. Because after the Aruch HaShulchan had a daughter, and the Aruch HaShulchan daughter got divorced because she felt her husband doesn't know enough Torah. So she was very bothered her husband doesn't know enough learning. I guess if you follow Aruch HaShulchan, you know how to measure that. So she got divorced. It was a whole mess. And she ended up marrying her uncle, the Netziv. She married
her
uncle.
Who was the guy who put that?
I don't know. So she married her uncle, the Netziv. And from that marriage came a very famous baby known as Meir Bar Ilan. His name was really Meir Berlin because his father was the Netziv. His last name was Berlin. He changed his name from Berlin to Bar Ilan. That was Meir Bar Ilan, was the son of the Netziv. And the grandson of the Aruch HaShulchan.
And Chaim Berlin was his brother.
And Chaim Berlin was the son of the Netziv from his first marriage.
They were half brothers.
They were half brothers, yeah. So he writes his book. Sometimes he says, my uncle, the Netziv. Sometimes it's my brother-in-law, the Netziv, because later in life, the Netziv was, it was a whole story. She wanted someone who for sure knew how to learn. So they said, oh, the uncle for sure knows how to learn. The Netziv definitely knows how to learn. You don't have to worry about that. But the Netziv was much older. She was much younger, but it worked. Okay. They got married, and the Netziv already lost his first wife. This was after.
You should have closed the door enough. Look at what happened back then.
It's the woman's fault.
It was Taka. It was Lebedik. She mamish is mad at her husband. He doesn't really know how to learn, and she wants only someone who knows how to learn. Okay. You don't hear that too much from the girls today. That they, if I had the guys and say they don't know how to learn.
What's somebody with big bang?
Okay, listen. Okay, so the Tari Tamim on this pasuk has the following observation. He writes it this. He quotes the Yusifri. The Sifri says, "Mikan Omru." From here, we say that what? That a father has to teach his son Lashon HaKodesh. So the Tari Tamim wants to know what is it? What's he referring to? So he says it's a remiss to what the Gemara says in Sukkah. Tan Rabbanan Katan Eidei Ladaber Ovim Lam De Teira V'Kriya Shema. So right away points out the Tari Tamima, the Gemara in Sukkah forgot to tell us that the father has to teach his son Lashon HaKodesh. Or for that matter, the Gemara in Kedushin forgot to mention that. What's the deal? He says, but it says it in Tesefta. So it's all good. Even though the Gemara left it out, the Sifri has it, the Tesefta has it, and the Gemara leaves it out. So he says, in the Tesefta, it says, of the Malam the Torah, Shema v'toyv lashon hakodesh. V'nira, this is where he gets himself with a little bit of trouble. V'nira the gambi gemara tzarech loy marken. Says the Torah Tamima, no, avada the gemara agrees you have to teach your son Hebrew. It didn't have to say it. It's in Tosefta, it's in Sifri. You can assume it's in Bavli also. It's not in Bavli. It's in Bavli. As I said to Torah Tamima. Now we'll see in a second that Sam Rebbe is not going to have this. He's not going to, again, remember, Sam Rebbe came from Hungary. A whole different style of learning versus the Tari Tamima, who was raised by his father in Navarre. We're talking very different camps of thought. That's why it's interesting to see how they're going to debate it. But the Tari Tamima, he said that even though in Bavli, there's absolutely no mention anywhere in the Gemara that you have to teach your son Hebrew. No. You should assume it's there. It's implied, even though it's not there. But then he makes a very important deal. He says, V'tam ha-deal. How did the Sifri actually know you have to teach your son Hebrew? Where does it say in the Pasuk? It says, L'matem o'yisem es benechem. Teach your son. Where do you see the word about Hebrew? So he makes a very nice deal. He says, "B'tam adiak m'loshon ledaber bam nira b'shem dalfiyah pshat ha'yitzarach loy mevigise bam." Again, "V'limadetem oisa" means you're supposed to teach your son Torah. What's the loshon limud? It should say "v'higisa." You should toil. So he says, "V'lochein darish degam hadibur atzmoi mitzvah." That's the pshat in the pasuk. "V'limadetem oisa es b'neichem ledaber bam." The talk in it. What's the it? Loshon hakodesh. Talk in loshon hakodesh. And what's the reason? It's why teach the kid Hebrew? So you should know what he's talking about. So therefore says the Tari Tamima. What?
The Gemara talks about Dabe Bum. Doesn't say this.
Right. The Gemara does not learn from Dabe Bum. The Gemara learns from Dabe. That's one of the Sam Rebbe's caches. The Gemara learns from the Dabe Bum. Right. Does not say this drasha, right? Sam Rebbe has it as a cache. So this is the Tari Tamima. So according to the Tari Tamima, it comes out of Gevaldik Chiddush. It comes out that even though there's no mention anywhere in Bavli to teach your son Lashon HaKodesh, that's part and parcel of the father's mitzvah. And Lomar HaTorah is to teach him Lashon HaKodesh.
The concept of Shalavoshinu is Lashonam, Mabusham, and all those things. The Lashonam they were referring just because they happened to be from there, it's been out of the Tolkien Hebrew. Then.
Most likely.
They should continue. But if you're in Bavli, you don't speak out in.
So Ramesha has a tshuva. This was a big machloikis between also the Hungarians. The Hungarians were very, very makbid on Shaloshinus.
I'm saying
the Hungarians were very makbid on Shaloshinus Lashoinim. They held the Maram Shikha as a Gevaldik Chiddush in the Tshuva. We held that if you take on a secular name, you're even Nisid their rice, which is hard to imagine. The Maram Shikha, the prize student of the Chassam Sofer. And that's why his last name, Shikha, is not really Shikha. Shik, when they made the Hungarians take a last name, he decided to call himself Shikha. What's Shikha stand for? Shemus Yisrael Kedoshim. I mean, the Jewish names are holy, i.e. I'm not taking a secular name. Okay. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he argues. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a gavaldik tshuva. He says, I'm moridik yisoid. Rav Moshe says, the only godless of shloshinus l'shoinim and all those things was before we had a Torah. Once we had a Torah, then we're all automatically we're different than the guy. So Rav Moshe writes, he disagrees very strongly on this. He does not think there's any yisid or rice to take on a secular name. Because again, why am I taking on a secular name? Because it's very hard to pronounce chnayim. In the business world, right? There you go, right? That's why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it. The guy walks in with his beard and his yarmulke. He wants to become a guy. He doesn't want to become a guy. He wants that people can understand his name. So Moshe writes that since today, the reason why we don't have it, people scream, Shloshinus, Lashon, and all that. That's very nice, says Moshe, before we had a Torah. So Taka, before we had a Torah, what made us different were those three things. But now that we have a Torah, you know what makes us different? We don't work on Shabbos and we don't eat possible challah. All these things that make us different. So Moshe justifies it. But the Hungarians, if you meet a Hungarian and he has a secular name, you should yell at him about it. Yeah, I'm saying these types of things. Right. But even the Mabushim, their Mabushim that they're wearing was just Mabushim that they were wearing in Europe. It wasn't the Mabushim that they wore in the... It's the same idea. Right. That's right. That's right. And all those, right.
These all one miss. I mean, the people had a talk here a year and that boat.
Right.
There's no comprehension. There's no comfort Torah. There's no kabbalah.
Right.
By teaching Torah, see a lot of faith.
Right. Oh, very good. That might be a shadow here. So let's see. So, Yeah, 100%. No, definitely not. All that dress was because of that time in history and that place. That's the way they dressed. Exactly. No, the Goyim didn't wear sandals, but that was a noble type of respectable style of wear.
After we were hungry, they had to name your children after one of them.
Oh, yeah?
That's why my father wrote Paul and Peter.
Oh, after the Christian people. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But after when? That was after. After that was before the communists, before 49. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Get him used to learning Lashon HaKodesh. And once he knows Lashon HaKodesh, the next step will be you teach him Chumash.
You do.
That's what it sounds like, right? So if you take a look over here, number 8 in the Yal Moshe. The Yal Moshe is the Sama Rebbe's famous sefer, where the Sama Rebbe didn't want to write Svarim because he was very busy and he had a lot of things on his plate. They're talking about Mamish in the early 50s, where he's still dealing with the Sheris HaPleita, still dealing with all the people coming back from the war. So the Sama Rebbe was a very busy man. He said, I don't want to write the sefer. But he said, I have to, people are making false claims about certain things. I'm going to write my famous sefer of Yal Moshe. So the Yal Moshe, it's actually a pasuk in last week's parsha. I'm sure everyone knows this, right? It's a pasuk in last week's parsha. So the Sama Rebbe writes that he had to write a sefer to defend his opinion about Eretz Yisrael. Okay. His famous sefer called Shalosh Brises, Shalosh Shavuos. We're not getting into that today. And the end of that sefer, he has another sefer. Now we're talking about pages and pages and pages where it's called, the sefer's name is Lashon HaKodesh. We discuss this predominantly Lashon HaKodesh. Now in the intro to that sefer, he writes that I'm writing this and it responds to a letter from a very, very chashuv yid to Pinchas Hirshbaum. Those from Montreal, only people from Montreal know him. It's such a shame. Only people from Montreal have heard of Pinchas Hirshbaum.
People on our block.
Oh, yeah, okay. His grandson, Pinchas Hirshbaum was one of the great Gedolim of the pre-Holocaust. He was a Talmud by Rav Meir Shapiro and Lublin. He was one of the Talmudim by Rav Meir Shapiro. He was a Goyin Adir, survived the war, and he ended up in Montreal. What?
Was he in Baltimore after Montreal?
I don't think so. I think he stayed in Montreal. He was first in Toronto, then he went to Montreal, and he was there. Le Soif Yomov. He was in Montreal his whole life. Anyone from Montreal knows him. Outside of Montreal, not so popular. It's a shame.
It's a
massive goal. I happen to know his son. His son used to float around the Queens. Now he moved back to Montreal to be near some sisters that are still alive. I don't think the Rebbe is alive. I think there's some sisters that are still alive. Some Mishpacha that's still alive. He was a Rav of a shul in Montreal. And he ended up heading all the major Jewish organizations in Montreal. He basically was the Torah leader of Montreal. He was a goin out there, big time chacham. I think the way I heard once that he gave haskama to one of Herschel Schachter's svarim.
Yeah.
I think the first one that he came out with, he gave haskama. And the way I think I heard this from my Rabbi Leibowitz, he says, who else is going to give haskama to someone who knows everything? Someone else who knows everything plus. So Pinchas Hirshbaum, who knows everything plus, he was the one to give haskama. Pinchas Hirshbaum was a goin out there. So in the letter he writes, Sam Rebbe writes, I'm writing this letter to, and he gives a very flowery title. Sam Rebbe wasn't a man to give away words for nothing. He meant it when he said these beautiful, glowing titles to Pinchas Hirshbaum, who was taka a gadol. So he wrote this letter to Pinchas Hirshbaum, addressing the question of Lashon HaKodesh. You have to remember, the Satmars are not big fans of learning Lashon HaKodesh, right? The girls don't even learn Chumash. They're so anti a lot of things over there in Satmar. But nonetheless, so the Sam Rebbe writes a long essay, whatever you want, pages and pages. So this he writes in Hebrew. So he addresses the Torah Tamim, number 8. He writes, Ubuchumish Torah Tamim. So first of all, you see he learned the Torah Tamim. That's already a madrega. He writes, Ubuchumish Torah Tamim Ma'asa Mizeh Pliatsuma. The Torah Tamim asks a bomb kasha, which we'll see later. It's on the page. That what? The Torah Tamim is very bothered. We have a Tesefri. We have a Tesef. We have Rashi and Chumish. Why does no one else bring down this idea that you're supposed to teach children Lashon HaKodesh? No other Rishonim bring it down. It's not in Rif. It's not in Rambam. It's not in Rosh. No one brings it down. So the Torah Tamim leaves off with a bomb kasha. We'll see Blineder next time how he answers it. But says the Satmar Rebbe, Avo be'emes ain't shemokim the tmur, b'masha asu k'devi atamu. He says, I'm not sure what the big kasha is. The reason why they don't bring it down is because it's not found in the Gemara. as we pointed out, it's not in the Gemara in Kedushin, it's not in the Gemara in Sukkot, so why should you bring it down? And now he gets Lebedik. There's a Masha Kasav Shom B'Torah Tamima, Shigam B'Gemara Tzarech Lemer Kein. And that the Torah Tamima said that, no, really the Gemara holds of it also. Dover, that Dover Sh'Osu Lo'imrit. So this time Rebbe is not allowed to say that. Why? V'chichas V'Sholom Nucha Anachla Regia B'Divri HaGemara Midatenu. We can start adding things into the Gemara. The Gemara didn't say it. We all have it. Didn't say it. Says the Torah Tamima, yeah, it's like it said it. Says the Chasav Shom says the Samer Rebbe. How could you do that? You can't make such a ghost into the Gemara. So again, the Samer Rebbe seems to be making, I think, a very compelling argument that from the fact that the Gemara B'davka did not acknowledge Lashon HaKodesh, there must be a reason.
We have sources in the Tanakh.
In the Sefer that they said. It means something, no?
Is it passing against the Tanakh?
Exactly. It means the Gemara is...
So
that's what the Torah Tamima suggested. The Torah Tamima said, suggested, you have to say that there is something going on over here. So he, the Samer Rebbe, said, no, you can't. Again, man, if you're coming from a very, very strong conservative background, we don't change tradition and things like that, you can understand why the Samer Rebbe wouldn't.
Right?
Even the Gemara does it all the time, right? And the Rishayim do it all the time. He says, we can't do it. And then he writes something interesting. He writes, number 9, says the Samer Rebbe, Vanir Bezedini Gam Beper Kam de Kedushin. He says, not only is there Gemara in Sukkah, not like the Torah Tamimo, I've argued more in Kedushin. It says over there, Kol Mitzvah Sa'av Al Aben, Lamoyle, Lom de Torah, Lam de Umnis, Loy Choshev Klaal Lim Loshan HaKedush. Never says a word about teaching your kid Hebrew.
It seems like it's so frustrated, though. Everything's written. How else am I going to get to it? If you tell me, go ahead and take this Chinese course,
good,
it goes
good,
as a practical
good
matter. No Chinese.
The question is, does that now become a mitzvah, or that just becomes, you know?
We didn't learn.
And none of us, in my house, we didn't grow up speaking Hebrew, right? We went to yeshiva, which we'll see the Samer Rebbe is going to make this question, how yeshivas work into the equation.
By the way, Rashi and Sefer, it's not like a suggestion. It's Kiyu Kovar.
Yeah, Rashi's very serious about it.
But then what? Rashi writing in French. Why is he bothering with the Hebrew? Why is he writing his Torah in Hebrew?
Right, everyone wrote that.
Yeah, why, though?
Pesach Mishnayos is definitely an Arabic, right?
One of the reasons they didn't want the Goyim to get a hold of it.
That's the other thing, they wanted to keep it. So we have to see.
No, but they didn't want the Goyim to get a hold of it and be able to learn it. That's one of the reasons why they wrote in Hebrew.
Again, we definitely want to keep the Lashon HaKodesh tradition. The question is, now how are we going to give it over to the next generation? So let's see. So to Samer Rebbe, v'zenicha dashas l'shitasi ozol. Says the Samer Rebbe, the two Gemaras go together, because the Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Kedushin l'shitasi. Shechoshev Yoise Kol and Yonichin. It talks about all the other things. Shetzarcha Avlasis Lebnoi V'Loichoshev Gam Kein Liman Aloshen. Never mentions anything about learning Hebrew. Beautiful. So what do we have over here? We have a Sifri Tosefta and a Gemara. Says the Samer Rebbe. Let's get more complicated. Zok the Samer Rebbe. We have a Stira in Tosefta. Why is it a Stira in Tosefta? Number 10. Omnom says the Samer Rebbe. Gam B'Tosefta Shom Perek Gam B'Kedushin. We started off with a Tosefta Maseches Chagiga. Let's teach it on Lashon HaKodesh. Of effect, the Samer Rebbe, there's a Tesefta in Kedushin. What's the Tesefta in Maseches Kedushin? Our Gemara. On our Gemara, what does it say over there? It says, teach us on Torah. Shaloi Choshev Klal Liman Aloshen. Never mentions a word about teaching us on Hebrew. Effect, the Samer Rebbe, Vizer Kosho. The Chayre Shire Tesefta, Lishitose Shikasa Perakal to Chagiga. Shetzar Chalim Nas Menei Loshen HaKoidesh. We saw the Tesefta together in Chagiga. Number 3, that says you have to teach us on Hebrew. And yet, in Kedushin, Kedasa Sifri Imkain. Loma Lechoshev Zed Gamkin, Perakam Kedushin, Gabi Mitzvah Avala Ben. So why doesn't the Sefta bring it down in Kedushin? Kemosha Loma has Sifri Makra, the Matem Esmenechem, the Kogam, Alim, and Aloshim. In fact, the Samer Rebbe says, Steven Te Sefta, Shmak. So says the Samer Rebbe, no. Tzarech Loima. You could say that. Once you already said it once, you get the idea. But again, I would add, Lamaisa here, Mesech Kedushin, where the actual Chiv of Talmud Torah comes from, and from this pasuk is where we learn the Chiv of Loshon HaKodesh, that the Sefta should have said it. Says the Samer Rebbe, Tzorech Lomer, the Ein Das at the Sefta Kehasif. Says the Samer Rebbe, no, we have to start splitting the sheetas again. It's not that the Sefta and the Sefri are the same. We learned Kipshutoi that the Sefta and the Sefri are the same. Now, obviously, they can't be the same. Why? Because right away, off the bat, you notice, what did the Sefri say? Loshon HaKodesh and Torah. The Sefri left out. What did the Sefri leave out? Shema. The Sefri never said a word about Shema. The Tesefta added Shema and Talmud Torah. And then we have another Tesefta Kedushin that left out Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Samer Rebbe, you have to learn the Tesefta in a totally different way. What's the Tesefta, says the Samer Rebbe? Gishma. He says, V'tzorech Lomer, the Indas at Tesefta Kasifri. The Hasifri, Av Shaloi Choshev, Shum Mitzvah Shalchenach, Shehum Midi Rabbanon. Again, the Sefri left out Kriya Shema. The Sefri never said you have to teach your son Pasuk Rishon. Why, says the Samer Rebbe? Ela Mashalom and Mikra. Because the Sefri was going whatever I learned from the Chumash. There's no Pasuk in the Chumash that says I have to teach my son Pasuk Rishon. But there is a pasuk in the Chumash that says, I have to teach my son Hebrew. Where? So therefore, the Sifri only quoted those that are biblical obligations on the father. Okay, that's why he left that Kriyashma. Says the Sam Rebbe, according to the Sifri, teaching your son Hebrew is not just a nice thing, it's a mitzvah deraisa somehow learned from our apostle. The Efshur Shesavim is sorry, either he holds it's logical. So Sam Rebbe says, why? How can it be mid-deraisa? So option number one is the Svara. Like everyone keeps on saying, how do you expect a kid to learn from this book if he doesn't know what the book says? So it's a svar, and a svar sometimes can be b'deraisa. Oy efshur, yeshla is a smach bikra alze. Maybe he has a smach from the pasuk. Now, what would that smach be like the Tert Mima told us? The word bom, v'dibar to bom, means speak in it. It means speak b'loshan
akoid. So what the Gemara discusses is if you read the Shema in the right order, that's opposite over there, right? Kikriyoso, or whatever it may be, isn't that already implicit that I have to read? You know, Vyahafta before I read Uksaftam and not reading it forward and backward.
Yeah,
so that itself tells me I'm reading it the way it's written, and that's Lashon HaKodesh.
Right, but how does that teach you that I have a chiv to teach my son that? I have a chiv to teach my...
If I have a chiv to teach him Kriyashma, and Halacha is that I have to read it to Uksaftam in the order it was written, it's talking about the language.
Anyway. But he could read it without understanding it.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about reading it out of order.
No one's talking about that.
So in other words, but the reading itself just presupposes that I'm reading it the way it's written.
Good.
The way it's written is in Lashon HaKodesh.
Right, but that doesn't mean I have to teach my son how to understand Lashon HaKodesh.
I'm talking about understanding. It says that he has to learn how to read Lashon HaKodesh, right?
Right, so he can learn how to read it even though he doesn't understand what it means. Right?
That's the whole point.
Every little kid I know, every little kid in probably till fifth grade reads beautifully. He has no idea what he's saying unless the Rebbe translates it, right? They take a nice fourth grade.
But in order to give meaning to the mitzvah, you have to understand what you're doing.
Oh, so that's the argument. The argument is, does this now become part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Because to teach your son how to read Chumash without understanding what he's saying is meaningless.
The way they say mitzvah san Hashem alumda, whatever, you just say it by rote.
Right, 100%. The question is that strong enough to make this a mitzvah? So according to the Sifri, it comes out, it's taka mitzvah de raisa to teach your son. So right, if you want to make a push for Ivrit, it's the Sifri. Oh, what about the Tisefta says the Sama Rebbe? Avala Tisefta Midalechosh of a parakama the Dushin Gabi called Mrs. Aval Ben Gamliman Allah Shikamashi Kosmish and called Mrs. Shlomda Mikra. What about the Tisefta? So the Tisefta and Kedushin left out teaching his son Hebrew. What does that tell me? Shema Mino de Sava Shain Liman Halosh and Mechal HaMitzvah. The Tisefta holds not like the Sifri. The Tisefta holds there is no mitzvah de Raisa of Talmud Torah to teach his son Hebrew. Beautiful. So now we understand. Now, what's the last thing which we're not going to get? Oh, well, maybe we'll just finish it up. So why does the Tesefta and Chagiga say to teach your son Hebrew? The Sam Rebbe just told me a beautiful pshat that the Tesefta and Kedushin argues with the Sifri. The Sifri holds that teaching your son Lashon HaKodesh is a chelik of the mitzvah derives of teaching him Torah. And the Tesefta disagrees. And that's why the Tesefta and Kedushin doesn't bring down teaching him Lashon HaKodesh. Then why does the Tesefta and Chagiga mention it? Says the Sam Rebbe, beautiful. Page 2. So we at least have to start page 2. Shesava da'av she'ena b'chol matemes b'neichem. Avada. The Tesefta hold that's not part of the mitzvah of limud haTorah l'bnoi. He's teaching him Hebrew. Aval akopon mitzvah isbe. It's still a mitzvah. Why? Ukemoy diyesh kam mitzvah shetzvichem liyav davka b'loshan haKodesh. Says the Sam Rebbe for a different reason. There are some mitzvahs that can only be done in Hebrew. Kimavor b'msecha sa'ita perak el namarim. Utfilo be'es sari hi derais l'chol adeyas aval shita saramban. We know the famous colleagues Ram and Ramban of Tfilos with the Raisa, but Be'ez Tzara, everyone holds Tfilos their Raisa. Uladas Harith, Vaharib, Reish Perikah, Ahayu Kairi, Amos Pala Tzorcha, Ve'el B'Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore says the Sam Rebbe, you have to teach a kid to daven, because he won't be able to daven if he doesn't know how to speak Lashon HaKodesh. So it comes out like this. According to the Tesefta, there's no mitzvah deraisa on a father to teach his son Hebrew in connection to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But he does have a mitzvah to teach his son Hebrew for other practical purposes. While according to the Sifri, no, it's the opposite. According to the Sifri, it's mamish a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah al-bonav is to teach him Torah v'loshan HaKodesh. Which means in our Gemara, when it says l'matam oisim es b'nechem, it's not just Torah, it's also loshan HaKodesh. Well, then the next time we'll see how the Sama Rebbe makes that our Gemara doesn't argue on the Sifri. And that's going to be very creative. So we'll see that in Mitzvah Shem next time. Be the Meiser, that's right. Be the Meiser and other things that we dafka in Lashon HaKodesh.